Get more Nothing Much Happens with bonus episodes, extra long stories, and ad-free listening, all while supporting the show you love. Subscribe now.
Every day at Sierra, you'll find top brand apparel, footwear, and gear for 20 to 60% less than department and specialty store prices. And during clearance time at Sierra, those incredible prices are 40 divided by 2.5, carry the one, even lower. And when you shop clearance at Sierra, you can save a whole lot more on everything you need to get active and outside. That's a lot of saving. Epic brands, vast selection, teeny tiny prices. That's Sierra. Visit your local Sierra store today or shop online at sierra.com.
Don't chew on that, Max.
Cooper loves that chew, too.
Oh, now he's into Cooper's food. Wow, he is loving it. What do you feed Cooper?
Blue Buffalo Life Protection Formula. He never leaves a crumb. I love it because it's made with high-quality protein, nutrient-rich fruits and veggies, and wholesome whole grains.
Looks like we're switching to Blue.
Blue Buffalo foods are made with the superior ingredients your dog needs to thrive. Can your dog food say that? Visit feedbluefood.com to learn more.
Rinse knows that greatness takes time, but so does laundry. So Rinse will take your laundry and hand deliver it to your door expertly cleaned. And you can take the time pursuing your passions. Time once spent sorting and waiting, folding and queuing, now spent challenging and innovating and pushing your way to greatness. So pick up the Irish flute or those calligraphy pens or that daunting beef Wellington recipe card and leave the laundry to us. Rinse. It's time to be great.
Hey, listener, I want to tell you about something that's changed my daily routine in the best possible way. You know those days when your gut just doesn't feel right? Maybe you're bloating or you have inconsistent digestion or just that sluggish feeling holds you back from really enjoying your day. I used to have those days a lot until I started using Probiotic Breakthrough by Bioptimizers. And this isn't just another probiotic. Their patented strain multiplies inside your gut, which means it actually gets where it needs to go, unlike most probiotics that don't survive your stomach acid. What I love is how it supports that crucial gut-brain connection, better focus, clearer thinking, and more consistent energy throughout my day, all from getting my gut health right. The best part? Bioptimizers is so confident you'll love this that they offer a full 365-day money-back guarantee. Right now, you can save 10% at bioptimizers.com/nothingmuch and use the code NOTHINGMUCH. And if you subscribe, not only will you get amazing discounts and free gifts, you will make sure your monthly supply is guaranteed. Your gut and your whole day will thank you. Again, that's bioptimizers.com/nothingmuch. We've got it linked in our show notes as well. Welcome to Bedtime Stories for Everyone, in which nothing much happens. You feel good, and then you fall asleep. I'm Catherine Nicolai. I write and read all the stories you hear on Nothing Much Happens. Audio engineering is by Bob Wittersheim. We are bringing you an encore episode tonight, meaning that this story originally aired at some point in the past. It could have been recorded with different equipment in a different location. And since I'm a person and not a computer, I sometimes sound just slightly different, but the stories are always soothing and family-friendly, and our wishes for you are always deep rest and sweet dreams. This method works by giving your brain something to attach to. It becomes like an anchor. Your ship drops anchor, and instead of traveling all over the place, your mind is held in one soft, relaxing place, and you rest. All you need to do is listen. I'll tell the story twice, and I'll go a little slower the second time through. If you wake in the night don't hesitate to turn an episode right back on. With time, you'll wake less, and even when you do, you'll return to sleep within moments. Our story tonight is called Date Night, and it's a story about a bike ride to a place where X marks the spot on a hand-drawn map. It's also about lavender lemonade, minnows in the shallows, wagging tails, and a toast made while the dogs wind a leash around your ankle. Now, it's time. Turn out your light. Set down your device. And get as comfortable as you can. Tuck yourself in with all the loving care little you needs tonight. Draw a deep breath in through the nose and sigh from your mouth. One more. Breathe in and out. Good. Date night. Out in the garage, the bikes were almost ready. We'd pumped up the tires and made sure both of the trailers were properly coupled to our rear axles. At first, we'd debated on just going the two of us. After all, it was meant to be a date night. But what can we say? Our dogs, Crumb and Birdie, our sweet kitty Marmalade, they are part of our love story. And we loved to be together. I didn't expect Marmalade to be a fan of riding in the bike trailer. I tried taking her out in a cat stroller once, and we'd only made it past a few houses before her yowling made it clear that this was not her cup of tea. But she kept sneaking out into the garage and climbing into the little mesh-sided wagon. And the third time I found her there, I cautiously zipped her in and opened the garage door. I walked the bike down the driveway, watching her face. She lounged on the blanket I'd spread over the seat, seemingly at ease. And when I got to the street and she still seemed content, I kicked one leg over the bike and pushed off. Slowly down a block, across another. She stared at the trees in the avenue. And when I stopped at a stop sign, I could actually hear her purring from behind me. Since then, a few times a week, when I am tying on my sneakers, she'll approach on her silent orange paws and sit in front of me and blink expectantly. And we take a ride together. As for the dogs, they were up for anything, especially Crumb. He was little and brown, like a spunky, barking loaf of bread. And he got riled up when just about anything happened. If we were going for a walk, for a ride in the car, out into the backyard or up to bed, he was just happy to be in on the fun. Birdie, a retired greyhound whose dating profile would say, "Must love naps and canceled plans," was less enthusiastic. He'd still wag his thin whip tail and lean his shoulder into your leg when you mentioned a ride. But he didn't usually get the zoomies about it. We were headed out to a spot we hadn't been to before, following a map that we'd been gifted at our wedding in September of the year before. The best man had drawn an X on the map, a spot near a lake where we could picnic and relax and watch the ripples on the water. He'd also gifted us these bikes, two beautiful cruisers, mine orange like marmalade, with a brown basket in tribute to Crumb. His gray, like Birdie. He'd attached one of the trailers when he'd delivered the gifts. None of us knew then what ride or die fanatics the animals would become. But once we'd realized how much they enjoyed it, he'd ordered us a second one so we could all bike together. Marmy and Crumb shared one of the trailers. They were about the same size, though her orange fluffy fur made her seem a bit bigger. They were snuggle bugs anyway, and always had their paws looped together or a chin resting on the other's back. So they were happy to ride together. Birdie was so big, so long and lanky, with those thin stick legs that went for miles. His long back and knobbly knees. He rode better on his own. And we put an extra blanket in the cushioned seat for him. Greyhounds can get cold easily, and he regularly wore sweaters, even in the late spring. For them, we'd packed their travel water bowls and water, treats and toys. For us, we packed lemonade made with lavender syrup, little savory pastries from the bakery, which were filled with juicy sun-dried tomatoes and toasted pine nuts. Then we had some fruit, a little container of the first strawberries of the season, and pears from the corner store. There were crackers and hummus, some quick pickles and smoked almonds, and a big chocolate bar to share. I'd heard the concept of a picky tea recently, and it had inspired me. It was a meal made of little bits and bites, some of it from leftovers in the back of the fridge, but perfect for a picnic. It took a minute to load the bikes, to get the pets in their harnesses, buckled into their trailers, but the sun was still high in the afternoon sky when we set out. I had the map stretched across the top of my bike basket, held in place with binder clips. And I directed us through the neighborhoods and downtown, then down a long dirt road. We went slow, The ride was half the point. I always found that being on a bike made me smiley, giggly, and if we rolled down a gentle hill, I still thrilled at it like I had when I was 10 years old. We followed a curve, and where I expected to find a dead end, the scenery instead opened up on a beautiful view. A lake that came right up to the road, with pretty houses lining the far shore, and a few picnic tables and benches, shady trees and soft grass to rest on. We turned our handlebars and slowed on the grass, pulled the bikes up beside a table. You could smell the lake, that good, sweet water scent. And we paused, still sitting astride the bikes with our toes on the ground, just sighing contentedly at the vista. Then Crumb sneezed, and we both laughed. Sometimes dogs sneeze for the same reason we do, but they also do it when they are playing or excited. I often noticed that Crumb sneezed when a wrestling match with Birdie or Marmee was starting to feel a little too serious. It broke the tension. We got off our bikes and started to unzip the trailers. Marmee did not walk on a leash. No way. She was not that kind of cat. She might have let me carry her around in a basket, but the bikes were parked in the shade, and she seemed happy to stay buckled in and listen to the birds. I gave her a few treats and balanced a water bowl beside her and re-zipped the flap after I snuck Crumb out. Birdie climbed out, taking long, slow down dogs and up dogs. We walked them up to the water, and I kept Crumb close. He was a muddle of many breeds, and while I was pretty sure none of them were retriever, I didn't want to risk finding out I was wrong and having to wade in to fetch him back. Right in the shallows, beside the grassy edge, we peered down together and spotted tadpoles swimming awkwardly, tiny minnows drifting in schools. At the table, we unpacked our picky tea, poured the lemonade, and toasted each other. This love felt so natural to me from the very beginning, like something that was obvious and inevitable and instantly comfortable. But still, when our eyes locked, when we held hands, when I heard his step on the stairs, coming to bed at night, a tiny flutter of butterflies still bounded around inside me. Crumb tangled his leash around my ankle. Birdie let out a little hummy whine, begging for a bite of our meal. And still we held each other's gaze, smiled, and touched our glasses together. Here's to us. Date night. Out in the garage, the bikes were almost ready. We'd pumped up the tires and made sure both of the trailers were properly coupled to our rear axles. At first, we debated on just going the two of us. After all, it was meant to be a date night. But what can we say? Our dogs, Crumb and Birdie, our sweet kitty Marmalade, they are part of our love story, and we love to be together. I didn't expect Marmalade to be a fan of riding in the bike trailer. I'd tried taking her out in a cat stroller once, and we'd only made it past a few houses before her yowling made it clear that this was not her cup of tea. But she kept sneaking out into the garage and climbing into the little mesh-sided wagon. And the third time I found her there, I cautiously zipped her in and opened the garage door. I walked the bike down the driveway, watching her face. She lounged on the blanket I'd spread over the seat, seemingly at ease. And when I got to the street, and she still seemed content, I kicked one leg over the bike and pushed off. Slowly, down a block, across another, she stared at the trees in the avenue. And when I stopped at a stop sign, I could actually hear her purring from behind me. Since then, a few times a week, when I am tying on my sneakers, she'll approach on her silent orange paws and sit in front of me and blink expectantly. And we take a ride together. As for the dogs, they were up for anything, especially Crumb. He was little and brown, like a spunky, barking loaf of bread, and he got riled up when just about anything happened. If we were going for a walk, for a ride in the car, out into the backyard, or up to bed, he was just happy to be in on the fun. Birdie, a retired greyhound whose dating profile would say, "must love naps and canceled plans," was less enthusiastic. But he would go with the flow. He'd still wag his thin whip tail and lean his shoulder into your leg when you mentioned a ride. But he didn't usually get the zoomies about it. We were headed out to a spot we hadn't been to before, following a map that we'd been gifted at our wedding in September the year before. The best man had drawn an X on a map, a spot near a lake where we could picnic and relax and watch the ripples on the water. He'd also gifted us these bikes, two beautiful cruisers. Mine, orange, like marmalade, with a brown basket in tribute to Crumb. His, gray, like Birdie. He'd attached one of the trailers when he'd delivered the gifts. None of us knew then what ride or die fanatics the animals would become. But once we realized how much they enjoyed it, he ordered us a second one so we could all bike together. Marmy and Crumb shared one of the trailers. They were about the same size, though her fluffy orange fur made her seem a bit bigger. They were snuggle bugs, anyway, and always had their paws looped together, or a chin resting on the other's back. So they were happy to ride together. Birdie was so big, so long and lanky, with those thin stick legs that went for miles. His long back and knobbly knees. He rode better on his own. And we put an extra blanket in the cushioned seat for him. Greyhounds can get cold easily, and he regularly wore sweaters, even in the late spring. For them, we'd packed their travel water bowls and water, treats and toys. For us, we packed lemonade made with lavender syrup, little savory pastries from the bakery, which were filled with juicy sun-dried tomatoes and toasted pine nuts. Then we had some fruit, a little container of the first strawberries of the season, and pears from the corner store. There were crackers and hummus, some quick pickles, and smoked almonds, and a big chocolate bar to share. I'd heard the concept of a picky tea recently, and it had inspired me. It was a meal made of little bits and bites, some of it from leftovers in the back of the fridge, but perfect for a picnic. It took a minute to load the bikes, to get the pets in their harnesses, buckled into their trailers. But the sun was still high in the afternoon sky when we set out. I had the map stretched across the top of my bike basket, held in place with binder clips. And I directed us through the neighborhoods and downtown, then down a long dirt road. We went slow. The ride was half the point. And I always found that being on a bike made me smiley, giggly. And if we rolled down a gentle hill, I still thrilled at it, like I had when I was 10 years old. We followed a curve, and where I expected to find a dead end, the scenery instead opened up on a beautiful view. A lake that came right up to the road, with pretty houses lining the far shore, and a few picnic tables and benches. Shady trees and soft grass to rest on. We turned our handlebars and slowed on the grass, pulled the bikes up beside a table. You could smell the lake, that good, sweet water scent. And we paused, still sitting astride the bikes, with our toes on the ground, just sighing contentedly at the vista. Then Crumb sneezed, and we both laughed. Sometimes dogs sneeze for the same reasons we do, but they also do it when they are playing or excited. I often noticed that Crumb sneezed when a wrestling match with Birdie or Marm was starting to feel a little too serious. It broke the tension. We got off our bikes and started to unzip the trailers. Now, Marmy did not walk on a leash. No way. She was not that kind of cat. She might have let me carry her around in a basket, but the bikes were parked in the shade, and she seemed happy to stay buckled in and listen to the birds. I gave her a few treats and balanced a water bowl beside her and re-zipped the flap after I snuck Crumb out. Birdie climbed out, taking long, slow down dogs and up dogs. We walked them up to the water, and I kept Crumb close. He was a muddle of many breeds. And while I was pretty sure none of them were retriever, I didn't want to risk finding out I was wrong and having to wade in to fetch him back out. Right in the shallows, beside the grassy edge, we peered down together and spotted tadpoles swimming awkwardly, tiny minnows drifting in schools. At the table, we unpacked our picky tea, poured the lemonade, and toasted each other. This love felt so natural to me from the very beginning, like something that was obvious and inevitable and instantly comfortable. But still, when our eyes locked, when we held hands, when I heard his step on the stairs, coming to bed at night, a tiny flutter of butterflies bounded around inside me. Crumb tangled his leash around my ankle. Birdie let out a hummy little whine, begging for a bite of our meal. And still we held each other's gaze, smiled, and touched our glasses together. Here's to us. Sweet dreams.